My name is Russell Galanti, and I am a graduate student at UH Manoa, and I live and work on the Big Island of Hawaii, and because of that, and because graduate students know how to have fun, I was asked to talk to you about some fun activities around the Big Island. So just a disclaimer, this presentation will make you want to skip the whole ASHS conference and just vacation, but I do urge you to come see some of the great presentations. So I've got a map here. The red arrow shows us where we're at on the Big Island at Waikoloa, and I'm going to have the map on some other slides to kind of give you an idea of where these activities and places are. So grab your snorkel and head on down to South Kona. We've got Two Steps and Captain Cook as two of the best snorkeling spots on the Big Island. They're close. Now, Two Steps is easier to get to than Captain Cook. It's more accessible. It literally takes two steps from the parking lot to get to this spot. Captain Cook involves a long hike, a boat trip, or a canoe ride. So I would recommend Two Steps if you don't want to take the time to do the hike. So some Kona-side beaches close to Waikoloa are Beach 69s, which is at the 69-mile marker. And then you've got Kiholo Bay, a great spot to see turtles, and Makalavena Beach. That one's going to be the longest hike to get to that one as well. The other two are going to be a short hike or a parking lot. Hilo Town. So that's where Komahana Research Center is, where all the researchers are based in Big Island. And it's also got a great farmer's market on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You can go check out Rainbow Falls, Kaumana Caves, and you can also go to Liliuokalani Park or just walk around the town and take in some of the restaurants. Ah, the valleys. Okay, so we've got Waipio Valley, Pololu Valley. These are two great valleys to go check out. The only problem is they're on the Hamakua coast, so you're going to have to take a drive over onto that side to see these valleys. Now, both of them you can hike down into, but you're probably just going to want to drive and overlook them because the hikes are quite long. So the Puna experience, I was supposed to have a graduate student here helping me with this one. He's from Puna, and he wanted to give the talk on this, but unfortunately his car broke down, and he's not available. So I'm going to talk to you about Puna. So Puna is a great place to go. You can drive through Red Road, this really scenic road, a wonderful place to be. You can check out the lava viewing over there, so it's where the lava is going into the ocean, or you can check out surface lava, or you could go to Kahena Beach and go to a new drum circle if that's your thing. A lot of fun. So a really important thing to do while you're here is to visit the Hawaiian Heritage Sites. Two of the ones that are closest to you over at Waikoloa is the City of Refuge, and that's going to be right where Two Steps is. So you're actually parking in the parking lot at the City of Refuge, which is a national park, to get to Two Steps snorkeling. And then the second and third are going to be in Mahukona at the North Kohala region. It's going to be King Kamehameha's birthplace and the Mo'okini Heiau. These are really incredible places with a lot of energy, and they're also great places to see the sunset. So if you want to go over there in the evening, I would try to do that. So I live in Volcano Village, so I wanted to give a little shout out to Volcano Park. It's also a place where you're going to see a lot of native plants and wildlife. So you can go there and check out the Kilauea Crater at night. This is one that you're going to view from afar. You can also go through hiking through native forests. You can check out petroglyphs closer to the coast, and you can also go see some of these sulfur vents. That's the bottom right picture. And do not forget to go up Mauna Kea to check out the stars. So this one's going to require four-wheel drive if you go all the way up, but there's also a visitor center, which is a really great place to visit because they've got interpreters there, and they've also got a lot of interpretation. They've got a gift shop and people that will help you out. And we're PAL. Thank you.